Well, at the Juniper and Rose Kitchen Garden School, I have so many people wandering around the garden, and they often ask me what plants are. And there are times I completely forget what things are called or what's out there. So I bought from Wells and Winter lots of very, very beautiful slate labels so that everyone can see what's growing in the garden. But we've been labelling them today, and I'm with a friend of mine who is called Joy. She is a calligrapher. And in fact, Joy did all the labelling and all the beautiful writing in my book prepped. So whenever you see one of my jam labels or one of my boards with incredibly beautiful writing, I'm afraid I can't take the credit for it. They're all your words that you've written, aren't they?
They are, yeah. Yeah, I've enjoyed writing on the jam labels and things because they look so delicious. And Vanessa didn't want me to plan it out or centre it or write lines. It's just my normal handwriting.
But I think it's part of what makes it look delicious is the fact the writing on the label looks... It's the writing itself says, I am delicious.
Yeah, I think so. And because it's not printed and it doesn't look perfect, it adds to the homemade look.
I like beautiful imperfection. It's my thing. Yeah,
because I could have centred it all and planned it and done it two or three times to get it just so. But I think just writing it as it came.
I think that's life. But I want to ask you now. So we did actually at the time, we swapped writing for jam. So was it delicious?
It certainly was. And there was some cake as well, which was definitely worth having.
All the best things are swapped in life, apparently. So tell me, how long have you been doing calligraphy?
I've been doing calligraphy for more than 30 years. Started off as a hobby and then became... Well, when I first came to Northampton, I was asked to teach. And I hadn't really learned a lot myself, but I was just a few steps ahead. And I kept on teaching 10-week courses for beginners. And then I got a job as a poster writer. And then I took a course in sign writing, which led on to different sorts of work. But now I've gone back to just the calligraphy.
So you also teach a class on a Monday.
I do.
Now, I've been to a few of those, and to be fair, my handwriting, which is absolutely abysmal, and I can hardly read my own handwriting, actually, to be truthful, my handwriting improved hugely just in... Yes, it did.
Oh,
because it reminded me how I was trained. Mm. I was trained to write italic. I mean, that's how I was taught, with an ink pen, until I was about 12. So my handwriting really improved, I have to say. Mm. Just because I practiced, I came back and I practiced my writing. And when you spend all that time on a computer, you don't write, do you?
You sometimes do forget to write. I mean, I was writing yesterday, my fingers were getting a bit sore. I thought, well, you've got to just keep on doing it every day. But I did do an awful lot yesterday. But my fingers are fine today.
I have that problem with the guitar.
Do you really?
In fact, I've got to confess that the reason I don't come to the calligraphy lessons anymore is because I have guitar lessons on a Monday and my fingers get sore from that. So we're obviously just ladies who like to have sore fingers.
maybe. But if I'm doing different things, it's okay. It's just sometimes, you know, I might press a little bit too hard and my fingers feel it.
So if anybody wanted to have their jam labels written like me, or wedding invitations or something like that, where did they go to and what kind of things do you do and where can they find you?
Well, you can find me on Facebook, on Northampton Calligraphy Studio. I do a postal service throughout the UK. Wedding invitations, place cards, certificates, posters, anything that anybody wants handwriting, really.
Well, fantastic. Well, all I can say is if anybody looks on the Juniper and Rose website or on my website, which is the Goddess on a Mission, all of the handwriting that looks so beautiful is Joy's writing. So thank you very much. I know my things look so beautiful because of you. So thank you.
You're welcome.